Hello.
Kia ora. Dave.
Hi, 大家好.
안녕하세요.
Mori.
Hi, 大家好.
Satsriyakal.
Kamonatsu.
Konnichiwa.
Namaste.
G'day. Welcome to Western Sydney University. I'm Sid Sharma, and I've got things every student should know. There's a great saying from a classic kids show: having fun isn't hard when you've got a library card. And it's true. Your WSU student card, also known as your library card or ID card, is your ticket to heaps of opportunities both on and off campus. From discounted food around uni to cheaper tickets to see Aussie icons. All of that from a little card in your wallet. So here's things that you can do with your student card.
첫 번째.
Hey.
뭐지?
Yep.
Ack.
Number one, getting around campus. If you don't have a car at WSU, the best way to get to and get around your WSU campus is by using the university shuttle bus, which you can catch for free using your WSU student card. I'm chatting to Pete Hilt from the course information team. You might have heard him on an earlier podcast. Pete is going to tell you about making the most of getting around campus with your student card.
Yeah, sure. So it's really helpful using your student card to get to and from uni or work, because if you don't have a car like myself, you can use your student card to get to the local station to any of our campuses, and we'll run a shuttle bus depending on the distance from the station, but it's a maximum about 15 minutes on the shuttle bus to our campus.
So what shuttle service is actually available?
It's a free shuttle service, and you just need your student card to ride on that shuttle service, and it runs, yeah, roughly every 15 to 30 minutes.
That seems pretty frequent, so people can get around really quickly.
Yeah, you rarely find yourself waiting for one, to be honest.
And so you need to have your card with you at all times to ride the bus?
Yeah, definitely a good thing. Sometimes they won't check for it, but if the bus ever fills up, they will be pulling anyone off that's not a student.
So, Pete, tell me, how do you get your hands on one of these student cards?
Yeah, sure. So there are a couple of ways. The first way is to just jump onto your student MySR account. That's a My Student Records account. And you can do it online and take your own photo and have it printed out next time you go onto campus. Or you can just head to the Student Central, which is on every campus, and they can do it manually in office for you.
두 번째.
No.
이.
두이.
비리.
Number two, use it anywhere. Pete, is it correct that you can use your student card across every WSU campus?
Yeah, that's definitely correct. So I live in Penrith, but I actually study at the Parramatta campus. So I regularly use my student card to study in the library or in the computer labs at the Penrith campus closer to home. But I can also use it if I want to study at the Parramatta campus. If I wanted to study at the Campbelltown campus, Liverpool campus, I could use it wherever I wanted to.
3.
3.
세 번째.
3.
4.
Number 3. Access discounts on campus. Are you the type of person who needs a caffeine hit before your 9 a.m. lecture? Well, you'll be glad to know that you can score mad discounts on your morning coffee with your WSU student card. And that's just the start of the amazing discounts that you can get all around campus with your WSU student card. To find out more, I'm chatting with Sid and Zoo.
Hi, folks. I'm Zoo. I'm currently an international student from Bangladesh. I'm studying Bachelor of Engineering, majoring in civil, and also working with the university for the course information team.
Hi folks, I'm Sid and I'm also an international student from India and I'm studying bachelor's in business, majoring in accounting, and I'm in my third year and I also work for the course information team in the Western Sydney University.
And you have the same name as me.
Oh, great. Yeah.
So, hey Sid, what exactly can you access on campus with your student card?
On campus, early morning rushes, the great thing to do is to get a coffee, and what's better than getting a discounted coffee with your student ID card?
Do you have a favorite cafe?
I have. It's Piccolomé, and I love their coffees, and the staff is so energized in the morning, which makes your day happy as well. The discounted coffees and all the morning breakfast which they have, it's really good. Also, there are various food franchises, food outlets available on campus as well. Subway is one of them, and they also give discounted subs. And it's really good as well for students if they having a long day in the university, or if they are they are studying for the exams and they don't have time to cook food. Apparently, for the Western Sydney University Kingswood campus, the students who will be studying there is a bar as well available on campus, so they will be really lucky because they will be getting discounted drinks as well over there.
Ah, discounted happy hour, awesome.
Yeah.
China.
Jar.
네 번째.
Jar.
Say.
Number 4. Access discounts off campus. Your student card also gives you access to discounts all across Sydney and Australia if you're traveling further afield. Basically, anywhere that offers a concession entry. That means that you as a student can get in for a discounted price. Sue, what are some of the typical places that students can get discounted entry with their student card?
I reckon that's the part I most love about my student card, getting all those concessions. Trust me, students out there, you're going to love it when you get your student card and get those concessions, because your ID card, you might think it's just limited to your acting as a proof of identity, but it's not. You get, it's a universal discount card. You get discounts in movie tickets, sports activities, and whatnot. There's loads to look after from for getting discounts. Keeping that in mind, I'd just like to share my personal experience. I remember when I came in 2 years back, I went to Canberra one day, and there was this science exhibition center called Questacon. And I showed up my student card, got the discounted entry, and trust me, it feels awesome.
It's like a VIP, isn't it?
Oh, you feel so special. Like, you're like up to the level like there.
All you need to do is flash your card.
That's about it. That's all you got to do.
다섯 번째.
번째.
샤니.
Number 5. Access the library. Well, I'm back with your friendly librarian, Karen, from the first episode. Karen, can you please tell me a little bit more about what exactly you can do with your library card?
Your library card is your student card. So once you have that, you can have the access to the building, first of all. And then your student number and your electronic sign-in, your password, will give you access to all the library's computers. So you can sign in and get the same desktop here, there and everywhere. Wherever you sign in, it's all connected to your student number. More importantly, you can also print with that. You can load money onto your student card and you can use that for printing if you need it. The same password that you need, that you use to log into the computers, is the password that you use to log into all the electronic resources. So if you hit a paywall with any part of the library system, your student number and your password will unlock that for you so you can get access to the databases.
And also tell me a little bit about Study Hall that the library offers.
Study Hall is, we recognise that students don't always come to the library during library hours, but they still need the library facilities. So what we have is the Study Hall service, which is available at most campuses most nights. And you can come in 24 hours of the day. You swipe in with your student card, gives you full access to the building, and the building is safe, it's lit, there's a security guard there for you. You can also access the computers and the entire collection whilst you're there. So if you are working and the only study time you have is at nighttime, or perhaps if your study environment at home isn't the greatest, maybe it's too loud or too overcrowded or something like that, then you can always come to the library and get the free Wi-Fi, use the computers, use the collection. It's safe. There's places you can spread out, especially at night.
Maybe even get a nap in there as well. I've heard a little bit about the Study Smart program as well that the library runs. Would you mind telling me a little bit about that?
Yeah, of course. And most importantly, at Western Sydney, I think the focus is we all want to see you succeed. No one wants to see students fail. Everybody wants to do what they can to get you through. So at the library, we have the Study Smart Zone. And there's three types of services you can get there. The first is you can see the librarian, who can provide you with support for finding the right resources, looking at scholarly resources, and helping you determine what's a good source to use and what's not. And then also the librarian can help you reference your assignment properly so that they're making sure you're getting the proper marks for that and then you're not accidentally plagiarising anything. So that's the librarian. We also have the Study Smart service where we have advisors who will look at what you've written so far and give you immediate feedback on what you've written. And this is very useful. They'll correct grammar, they might correct minor spelling, or they might say things like, you seem to be repeating yourself here, or this point's good, you should expand on that. Mm. Like really good academic feedback. So these advisors you can book in with. The librarian you can walk straight in and just see if they're available. But the advisors you can book in as you arrive. Mm. And there's also mathematics support as part of the Study Smart Zone as well. But most importantly, it's come and get the help that's available to you. If there's something you're not getting, then it really is up to us to help you help you succeed.
Yeah, so it sounds like the library is a really good first point of contact for academic support when it comes to assignments and homework.
Yeah, and indeed. And it's not just during library hours too as well. There is an online chat service with the library. And generally also, if you can't get that chat service, there's an email service as well where that will be answered within the next day. So if you've got specific things that you're having a problem with and it's outside of library hours, I recommend you just put it into the chat or send us an email. It'll get responded to and you'll get that kind of one-to-one advice.
Sounds great, Karen. The library is obviously a massive resource at WSU.
Yeah, in fact, and it's not just the service that we provide at the face-to-face level. There's a lot of online resources as well as part of the Study Smart service. If you need help with essay writing, there's tutorials, there's tip sheets, there's PDF guides that will walk you through it. There's also a lot of academic literacy workshops that you can attend and that they will cover off some basic university skills if you're having some trouble making the transition.
Just to reiterate, the library is free and accessible through the student ID card?
Yeah, completely free. Even the after-hours access is through your student card.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us, Karen.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening. Subscribe and keep an ear out for future episodes. If you have any more questions, head to westernsydney.edu.au. I'm Sid Sharma. See you soon.